Welcome back to the programme, and we are going to move on to matters musical. The song Let's Get It On was a massive hit for Marvin Gaye back in 1973, and now the Grammy-winning songwriter Ed Sheeran has been accused of ripping it off in his song Thinking Out Loud. Ed Sheeran denies any copying, but it's going to be down to a jury to decide whether the songs are too similar for it to be a coincidence. This is not the first case of alleged plagiarism in music, and Dave Fanning is here to remind us of a few more. But didn't we have one in the Eurovision here in about 15 years ago?
I'll tell you, we have one a lot, much more than you even... In fact, funny enough, the one that people don't know is the Irish one. Gilbert O'Sullivan changed the whole rule about 1972. In 1972, Gilbert O'Sullivan was the most successful pop star in Britain. And he'd had two fantastic singles, Nothing Rhymed and Alone Again, naturally.
Yes.
And he was just one of the greatest. And somebody stole his music, which is Biz Markie. Now, Biz Markie called himself the Prince of Hip-Hop. He was the Clown Prince of Hip-Hop. He was a total idiot. But the point about it is, that it was this company...
I hope he's not listening.
Yeah. He knows he's an idiot. In fact, he made money out of being an idiot by the end of the 90s because he realised he was this clown prince.
I want no legal ears closed.
But the point is, it altered the landscape of hip-hop completely because everybody had to sort of change the rules, so they thought it was okay to steal bits and pieces here and there. He stole a bit of Alone Again, naturally, for a single of his, and the Gilbert O'Sullivan crowd won. So, like, it's funny that, like, it's an Irish thing that a lot of people don't know as necessarily. It's obviously the most famous is the one you might get a chance to hear now, which
okay.
is George Harrison and the Chiffons. You see, George actually went to, like, the Chiffons had a single which is called, you know, from years ago, Be My Baby and all the rest of it. He's So Fine was the one that actually he ripped off. And when My Sweet Lord came out, the point about it is he tried to say, look, I didn't know this, you know. And you have to ask which judge you have and what they might be saying. You know, if it copies the melody and the rhythm and the harmony, the drums and the bass line, as one judge says, that means you've copied. Or is it this thing? Look, there's actually a word, cryptomnesia, with an M and an N in the middle, I can't even pronounce it, which is a memory bias when a forgotten memory, thought or idea is perceived as inspiration. And George was saying, look, I didn't know about this, I didn't. And he even went into the court with his guitar. And it didn't work. And the really weird thing is the guy who broke up the Beatles, the manager at the time, Alan Klein, who was a member of the Mafia, and if he's listening, sorry about that, Alan, but he is. Point about it is that he went and bought the company that owned that song. So now when that song gets played, i.e. My Sweet Lord, George gets all the money, or George's estate gets the money,
yes,
from America and the UK, and he gets the money from all the rest of the world. He bought the company just so he could have the money for the song. It's amazing. Anyway, it's definitely ripped off. There's no question about it. George lost the case, and rightly so.
Right. And are you going to play a little bit of that?
Here's George Harrison and here's the Chiffons together.
Yeah.
My sweet Lord. My Lord. My Lord. I really want to see you.
He's so fine.
It's completely ripped off, so no question about it, you know. Like, whether it was unconscious or not, or something. I mean, like one judge
what
asked me.
Cryptomnesia.
I've no idea. But anyway.
Cryptomnesia.
Yeah, right. Okay. And there was one judge recently who said, you know, can a sound or a groove or a hook or a riff be enough to bring a legal kind of the whole idea of gravitas to prove copyright infringement? Another is the ambiguity of unconscious creative ownership. There's no law. Anything goes. And in fact, the biggest sort of a recent years is not so much Ed Sheeran, although he's in about seven or eight all over the place.
And now tell me what's going to happen to him straight away. That is going to go to court. He was hoping.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, he had one before with Matt Cardle. He stole it. Imagine stealing a song from an X Factor winner. I mean, please, you know, should aim a bit higher than that. But anyway, Ed Sheeran took photograph and amazing.
Would
and
you please not say stole?
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Appropriated. Sampled. But that's what it is, because he was found guilty
inspired
of that one there.
By.
And it was settled outside of court, and the judge said it was 39 notes, note for note, in a row with those two songs. He's also written a song, The Shape of You, which is one of the biggest songs of the last few years. TLC are claiming that's theirs. That's the band TLC. And he's also got a song that he wrote called The Rest of Our Life for Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, and it's a rehash of an old, well, supposedly a rehash of an old country tune called When I Found You. But there's so many court cases going on with all of these things that the biggest one of the last few years turned into a circus, which is a song band that I saw this band play on the very second time they ever played it, which was at the stadium in 1971, Led Zeppelin. And they played Stairway to Heaven. They played it the night before in Belfast, by the way, the first time ever. And it came out on their next album, which was Led Zeppelin 4, one of the biggest selling albums of all time, about 40 or 45 million copies. And the point about that is quite simply that they stole it from a band who supposedly were supporting them at the time in 1968 before that. And that one's still going on. They won the court case a few years ago, but the court case is going back in again.
We'll have a listen. And that's still going on, do you
think? Well, I think, no, it's going to go back on, I think, because the judge made a bit of a joke out of the whole thing. Led Zeppelin won the thing, but the problem was the jury wasn't allowed to hear the two pieces of music. A guy came in and played the two of them on a guitar from the sheet music. And like somebody else is saying, that can't be right. So the estate of Randy California is the lead singer of the band Spirit, Taurus being the name of the song that it was supposedly appropriated from, sampled from, are going to bring them back to court again, I think. So it's not over yet. But there's so many of them out there. Like, I mean, Coldplay are one of the biggest ones of all. Viva La Vida is one that they supposedly took. And there's a guy called Joe Satriani. I don't know if anybody knows Joe Satriani, but he's a very famous guitarist who only does instrumental music. Right. In fact, he's the most successful rock instrumental music person in the world, over 10 million albums. But the funny thing is, his Viva La Vida was stolen. Or his song called If I Could Fly was stolen. And he looks at this song and he hears it on the radio. It was like a dagger through my heart. And most people say, no, it was like dollar signs in front of your eye, buddy. Because Joe was making more money out of this than he made out of any of his things.
Okay, caller says, please ask Dave how the juries decide on how similar the songs are. Is there a scientific element, or is it just opinion?
It's just whatever seems to happen. There's nothing written down in law. There doesn't seem to be anybody that can say anything. Because as I say, you know, if you give credit where it's... I'll give you a perfect example. Coldplay actually asked Kraftwerk, could they use the 9-bit motif from Kraftwerk's best song called... Computer Love, and they used it in a song which like was very famous, was huge, was on the album and made loads of money in that. And the fact that they asked Kraftwerk were so annoyed at Jay-Z ripping them off at the same time that they said, yes, good man Chris Martin, you're a good honourable man, we'll let you have it. So maybe asking beforehand might be a bad
idea.
It's considered polite indeed, it
certainly is. And I mean, the sums of money in these can be staggering. I was listening to somebody talking about Fairy Tale of New York in some programme over the Christmas, and the amount of money that's made.
The biggest one of that, like lately, is the Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke one, which was the big hit single of Blurred Lines, and they really were Blurred Lines when it came to court. And they said, no, it's ripped off from Marvin Gaye, from the estate of Marvin Gaye, who, of course, was shot dead by his father 30 or 40 years ago, so he wasn't involved. It was the estate. And they had to hand over Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams $7.5 million. There's an awful, there's huge monies in these things. Right. Yeah, huge.
Okay, well, listen, thank you indeed. When will we know the...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, well, let's get it go to court and see what happens. I mean, like, poor old Ed is in a lot of trouble with all these things, you know.
Okay, because he's got a lot of fans who would be very supportive of him. Anyway, I want to say thank you to everybody that contributed to the programme.